We go beyond the playbook on this Friday morning. Matt Sabuda joining us. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt. To say the least, it has been an eventful week for the Buffalo Bills. They fire Rex Ryan with one game to go. Of course, you weighed in initially on what happened, but we've had a couple of days to digest everything that's been going on. What might all this mean for the team moving forward?
Wow. Yeah, I thought their biggest potential PR problem would be standing by the Paladino chair at Ellicott Development as sponsor, but they've added quite a few new storylines this week. So they fired Rex Ryan.
Okay.
It'd likely be a positive move for the franchise if it wasn't just window dressing for what appears to be a much, much larger problem. And look no further than the avalanche-able negative fan opinion on social media along with local and national coverage. An ESPN analyst called the Bills a dumpster fire of a franchise, I kid you not. If they moved on from Ryan, what's the basis for this consensus, people might be asking? And it's largely because based on the Bills' firing of Ryan as a scapegoat to mask this bigger problem of upper management, which is something I've been maybe harping on a little bit throughout the year.
Absolutely.
And the sentiment from fans was much worse. And none of this was because fans had some sort of affinity for Ryan, but was largely based on how quickly the Pegulas essentially stood by team president Russ Brandon and general manager Doug Whaley by publicly saying that both would be involved in an exhaustive search for a new head coach. No reflection. No end-of-the-year assessment for both, but an immediate vote of confidence. And given how both have presided over the continued unprecedented sports failure that is the Bills' historic playoff drought, fan outrage over what they perceived as the Pegula's naivete, I guess, was certainly understandable.
Okay, let's stay with that fan outrage and reaction just a little bit, because everybody, I mean, I would say most fans wanted to see Rex Ryan gone.
Right.
They've gotten what they wanted, but yet now here are the fans and the media. They're coming down hard on the Bills, so you know, what's the root cause of this? Is it finally just fatigue settling in, or what do you make of it?
Yeah, let's be honest. There's certainly an element of fatigue that has to be considered, and it might be a much bigger factor than the Bills even think. For years, Russ Brandon has seemingly prided himself in being able to market a poor product so well. But 17 years out of the playoffs, which holds the active record in all North American major sports, just can't help but have an impact on the fan base eventually. And maybe Bills fans are finally shedding some of their boundless optimism for reality. I think fans want fundamental change, and in addition to staying the course set by Brandon and Whaley, it was also the way the team hung interim head coach Anthony Lynn out to dry as the only voice for the team to face the press after Ryan's firing. It made it even worse and certainly made the reaction more immediate. When Lynn came out, he first told the media it was a group decision to sit Tyrod Taylor for the final game. When pressed on if the decision was made to avoid triggering a guarantee in Taylor's contract, which is understandable actually, Lynn completely flipped the script and said he wasn't part of the decision. He continued on by saying that the Pegulas and Whaley should speak for themselves on certain questions. He represented the face of what looked like a confused and disconnected franchise. Again, sitting Taylor's understandable, but to not have your head coach in on the discussion and then send him out to the media to face the heat without enough information to answer all the questions, just more than a bad look. And it goes back to those deeper organizational problems, and Bills fans are savvy and they're certainly weathered enough to recognize the distinction. Pegula's still relatively new sports owners, but looking more and more like their honeymoon period is coming to an abrupt end, and we'll see if they take notice and enact that needed fundamental change.
All right, well, most certainly got into deep with that. There is a game, however meaningless it may be, this coming Sunday. Anything for fans to take from the game?
I should probably say no, right? but I guess that'd be bad for Beyond the Playbook business, wouldn't it be? But in reality, it's going to play out more like a preseason game. As I mentioned before, they're sitting Taylor because any long-term injury would force them to pay $27.5 million for next year. So with that move comes EJ Manuel and what is likely his swan song as a Buffalo Bill. Once the next great hope to the answer at quarterback, only to fall short. Maybe he'll have better luck at his next destination. He's likely to attract some interest from people who think the Bills just couldn't utilize him properly, but I doubt it. And on the other side, it'll be old friend Ryan Fitzpatrick for the Jets, given how much both teams are out of the playoffs and nothing to play for. We're not looking at a classic in the making, but what we are looking at is potentially high stakes for the Bills' draft position. I hate taking that position that it's better for them to lose because it's just no fun. But on Sunday, it'll be much better for them to lose as a loss potentially catapults them to a top 10 pick for next year's draft. So with all that, Bills fans may want to learn that annoying chant of J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Never.
Maybe not. Yeah, that is annoying.
That's an understatement. Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.